Oh, hey, look over there. Wisconsin players cheering and having fun with their fans in our stadium. So, 5 weeks ago, I said, you know, we're 6-0, and really the only thing we have to fear is five straight losses, and now we've lost five straight games. And if you can hear the sarcasm in my voice, it's there. So, I've decided to do this from the stands a little bit differently, and I sat with a friend of mine who brought his son, and I'm going to interview his son on the game for today. So I'm sitting here, Bryce, you want to state your name?
What?
You want to just say what your name is? I already said it.
Bryce.
Okay, Bryce. All right. Why do you think we lost today?
Because we turned the ball over too much in the second half, and we didn't play. We just need to do what we did in the first half, and we didn't do that in the second half.
I agree. What do you think we changed in the second half that like, you know, we were rolling? What do you think was the difference?
We decided to get the ball at the 30 and stay at the 30.
Yes, we did. We did decide to stay at the 30. And what are your thoughts on our special teams, like punting and kicking and returning kickoffs?
We stink at special teams.
Yes. Why do you think we stink at special teams, Bryce?
Because we stink.
Yes, we do. We do. So
there's no reason. We just stink. Too bad.
Yep, I agree. All right. So we started 6-0. Now we're 6-5. What do you think about that?
Well, we could be like, I don't know. We should be like 8-3 or something like that. We should have beat Purdue.
Yep.
Probably should have beat Penn State.
Absolutely, wholeheartedly agree.
The rest of them, we played horrible. But
yep.
Today we dominated in the first half, and then we got killed in the second half.
Yep. I agree. All right, Bryce. Any last words? I'm going to go walk over there and talk about bad thoughts in my head. You got any last thoughts on today's game?
No. We just awful.
Yep.
Awful thoughts.
Okay. Awful thoughts. Thank you, Bryce. Okay. So, I mean, the thoughts in my head, and I just, you know, these little after-the-game podcasts, I just say what's in my head. And I think that kid right there, I think he understands football better than Barnzuk. I'm not kidding. I mean, I was listening to him during the game, and he understood that the wind on the kickoffs, the guys were lining up at the 10, and they're kicking into the wind. So you know it's going to go to about the 25, and we're going to have to run forward, and the blocking's not set up. And I don't know, maybe he's 9, 10, I don't know. I think he understands football better than the way we set things up. Oh, gosh, that's painful. That is really, I'm going to get kicked out of here for the 19th time. They always kick me out. I have no words. Okay, here's my words. Here's my thoughts for the game. Seriously, Bryce for head coach. Not even lying. Make this kid the head coach. I feel like if he was down there on the sideline and Wisconsin's kicking into the wind, he would say, whoa, hold on, guys. We don't need to line up at the 8, okay? This kick's not even going to get to the 25. Let's set this up differently so we can get a little return, you know, like Wisconsin did. I honestly think he would do that. So, you know what? That's all I got. Bryce said it all. We stink. We were 6-0, and now we're 6-5. And we stink. Oh, that sucks. Well, I'd like to thank Bryce for joining me today. I'd like to thank Ron Zook for providing me with 7 years of scratching my head and getting excited over recruits and then getting depressed over results. That's about all I got. Go Lionel.